We've got Kevin Farmer live, warm body in the studio. How's it going, Kevin? Long time no see. Your time's cooled off a little bit, so it's glad that you'll be hopefully joining us regularly once again for a little while. But I understand that you came prepared with a topic today. So what did you want to talk about?
Well, what leapt out at me this week was an article in the Star concerning the fact that Jean Chrétien is co-chairing a council of former world leaders and experts trying to alert the UN Security Council, mind you, the Security Council, to the looming water crisis and what that means geopolitically. It's not so much the focus of the council isn't necessarily environmental; it's geopolitical, but it's a vital environmental issue. Some experts have been saying for quite some time that we'll be going to war over water long before we will be going to war over oil. And in general, I think this is timely for several reasons, and one of them is just that people have no idea how bad the water crisis really is. We already divert 50% of all freshwater resources exclusively to human usage, and the consumption of freshwater is growing at more than twice the rate of human population, which in the upshot of which means that by the middle of this century, we, in order to function as a society, as a human society, a collection of human societies, we will need 100% of the Earth's freshwater resources in order to sustain ourselves, which of course can't happen. Long before you've diverted every last drop of freshwater to your own exclusive use, you've seen catastrophic environmental collapse. I believe in the article, or maybe another article that I was reading on the same topic, the projection was that within 20 years, which is a tick in the clock when you're talking about human population growth, in 20 years we need to find the equivalent of 20 more Nile rivers, and there just isn't 20 more Nile rivers. There just isn't, and in fact, to exacerbate things, the freshwater supply for much of the world is disappearing in the form of melting glaciers. I believe most of the freshwater in Southeast Asia, it comes from melting glaciers, and when they're gone, that's millions upon millions of people who are now deprived of a source of fresh water. And you've got certainly between nuclear rivals India and Pakistan, you've got two very tense neighbors who don't need any other excuses for animosity or aggression. And you can find access to water. The issue of access to fresh water is also an exacerbation in the Jewish and Palestinian. I don't know what to call that without sounding very political, but problem, crisis.
I think we can go as far as crisis. I'll back you on that.
Yeah, it's a timely warning. They're not calling on the UN to take action, but it's significant that they're trying to alert the UN Security Council to the fact that this is, you know, this is actually a geopolitical issue, and that it will, you know, the looming water crisis will unquestionably destabilize regions of the planet and cause political strife and perhaps outright aggression in the case of warring over access to fresh water. And you can see the signs quite easily today.
Well, I think one of the most telling issues, and this wasn't specifically in relation to water issues, this is in relation to climate change, but, you know, considering all the, you know, nonsense that we've been hearing, especially from, you know, various U.S. Media agencies, I mean, it happens all over the world, but some of the most kind of avid denial of climate change was coming from things like, you know, Fox News and this sort of stuff.
Right.
But very quietly government agencies like the CIA, for instance, have been already sending reports to the president that are publicly available, but they do it kind of quietly, acknowledging that yes, climate change is real and we're concerned about it and trying to, you know, lobby the government to take it seriously because we see it as a major security issue. And I think that's, you know, when you have the EPA, I mean, I think the EPA is an excellent agency. It could be strengthened, but it's certainly not a useless agency. But if you have the EPA, as far as public concern puts out, it's like, okay, well, they're the environment agency. Of course they would say that.
Right.
But no, the CIA is saying it. And, you know, and the military, like people in the Pentagon are saying, this is a serious issue we actually need to take seriously.
Well, the Pentagon reported to the Bush administration that climate change was a national security issue and that they were planning, coming up with contingency plans for the geopolitical disruption that climate change was likely to bring. And this was to, you know, this was a report to an administration that was certainly one of the greatest climate change deniers of all time.
Well, I think we could probably do a whole show on that. But again, did you want to just quickly reference the group again, if people were interested in looking that up?
I'm sorry to say I forgot the name. I think it's the Intercouncil. If you Google Jean Chrétien and UN and water, I'm sure you'd find it. I'm pretty sure it's called the Intercouncil.